Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was so excited. You know, I was on vacation, and I was in Spain, and I posted one picture on Facebook and said, hey, we're going to be in the Mediterranean. And a wonderful lady, I don't know if she wants me to talk about her on the radio or not, so I won't mention her name, but she's a former Miss Virginia, and she said, hey, my husband and I, we are on a sailboat in the Mediterranean, too. Do you want to meet up and have dinner? So I said, wow, how crazy is it to be from Richmond, Virginia, on the other side of the planet, on vacation, in the Mediterranean Sea, and have a Richmond person, a Richmond family that invites you over for drinks. So you know what? That's what we did. It was great. So over the course of the meal, she, you know, I knew she was Miss Virginia years ago, and she said, you know, the Miss Virginia, I got to leave because I got to get back for the Miss Virginia pageant. I was like, wait a minute. It's about to happen. Is it in Roanoke? So we spent, you know, like 30 minutes talking about the Miss Virginia event that is coming up this weekend. And of course, you have heard me talk to Tatum Shepard, who is the current Miss Virginia, a couple of times during her reign. And she's just fantastic. And I said, well, I would love to have Tatum back on before things end. So I just caught her before she becomes a regular citizen again. Tatum Shepard is with us on her last full day as Miss Virginia. Good morning, Tatum. How you doing?
A regular citizen?
Yes. You'll never be regular, but you'll go back to civilian status. How about that?
Right. Oh, thanks for having me, John. It's so good to be back.
Well, how do you feel on this last day? You've actually been Miss Virginia for a little longer than normal.
Yeah, well, just a week longer. Okay. A year and a week. The pageant was June 19th last year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm feeling excited for all of the girls, excited to welcome a new sister. It's obviously sad to let the job go and move on, but I feel a strong sense of fulfillment knowing, okay, I did all the things that I set out to do, and I feel really good about my reign. So it's a bittersweet feeling, but I'm definitely more excited.
When we last talked, there were still some issues about, you know, what are you supposed to do with the society closed because of COVID and everybody freaking out, you know, the normal things you would do. It was debatable whether you could do them. Did you manage to navigate the public appearances and go visit the schools and see people?
Yeah, the spring looked a lot different than the fall. I did struggle with the ABC school tour in the fall, getting into schools in person. And so we did do some virtual visits, and I was able to visit maybe 8 schools in the fall, mm-hmm. which is a low number for us.
Yeah.
Because they just weren't having assemblies, and the presentations that I do are more for, you know, full assemblies with multiple grades. But in the spring, when things started opening up again, the school tour went back into full swing. And so I was able to visit over 35 schools in the spring, and it was very busy, and it was great seeing the kids in person. Mm-hmm. And the craziest part was I would go into these schools and the teachers would say, some of these students have never been in an assembly before because
really?
They're either in third grade, fourth grade, because their whole time in elementary school has been during COVID. Virginia visiting was the first time they experienced a school assembly and an outside guest.
Well, if I had to pick somebody to show up, it would be you. Just our conversations, both in person and on the radio, I think have been, I mean, you kind of inspire me. What have you said to the kids? What's been your message when you go talk to folks?
I talk about making positive and healthy choices, and that includes substance abuse prevention, how to set goals, how to be a leader, And at the end of the presentation, I also tagged my social impact initiative, Mentoring Matters, and shared the importance of mentoring, how you can identify the role models in your life. And also in the areas that have Big Brothers Big Sisters programs, I give them the resources to find a big sister or a big brother through Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is my partner for my social impact.
Amazing. Well, tomorrow you give up the crown. A new Miss Virginia will be selected. And I was discussing earlier, what do I call this event in Roanoke tomorrow? Is it? Are you not saying it's a pageant anymore, right? What are you calling this?
Just the Miss Virginia competition.
Okay. And what will happen?
Yeah, that'll be it. So the competition is at the Berglund Center at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the top 12 will be announced at the top of the show. The girls have been competing. They had prelims and their private interview yesterday. They have night two of prelims tonight. Top 12 will be announced tomorrow night at finals. And those candidates will recompete. And everything.
And can I watch this on TV?
Yeah, so we do have a live stream that we'll be posting on all of our social media platforms. Mm-hmm. So that's Miss Virginia Organization. Our Instagram is Miss America VA. And you can still buy your tickets if you are near the Roanoke area.
Well, yeah, I remember I had a babysitter when I was a little kid who just loved Miss Universe, Miss America, Miss Virginia. So whenever she came over to take care of me, she was like 99 years old, and I'm sure I tortured her at the age of 10, but, you know, she kept me from burning the house down. But I remember watching these shows with her, and she would – and the whole thing was the ideal, the ideal person. I mean, I guess they said ideal woman back then, but the ideal – how do you live a good life? How do you contribute to other people in a positive way? And at the end of your life, you look up and hopefully people say you did great things for those around you. And Tatum, I've been following you since I had the chance to meet you, and I just feel like you're really having a positive impact on people. What's next for you when you're no longer Miss Virginia?
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate you saying.
Yeah. I'm sincere Amazing. About that. I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying that because we're on the radio.
Yeah. And you helped mock interview me for Miss America, so you've been a part of it.
Oh,
and
good.
I appreciate that. We had fun. But next for me, I am actually, so for the listeners, I have a musical theater degree that I got from Liberty.
Right.
And now I'm getting to put it to use. I am performing in a national tour this fall for a new musical called Crusade, which is about the life of Billy Graham and everything that took place in his life leading up to the first massive crusade in California.
Really?
And so it's a really interesting story, and I'm so excited to join the show and go from one job of traveling to another job of traveling. So clearly I have a thing for that, but I'm very excited.
Crusade, and I'm Googling that as you speak. Here it is, Crusade, the musical. All right, well, will that come near us, you think?
As of now, it's not coming to Virginia. Mm-hmm. It might eventually. We have shows booked in Michigan and Ohio at the moment.
Here it is, Crusade, the musical.
Yeah, it'll keep filling up, and if it's in Virginia, I'll let you guys know.
Well, I'm excited for you. That is great. I thought of you the other day when I saw the clips of the Tony Awards, wondering, you know, whether any of your friends were in that. And we fully expect to see you as a big success on the stage going forward.
Oh.
Tatum Shepherd, Miss Virginia this year, her last full day as Miss Virginia. I really appreciate it. Tell our friend Nancy hi for me. And good luck in the event tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.